Everyone knows the story by now. Very low oil prices caused state budget cuts in all branches of government. What that means for prosecuting crime in Southeast was conveyed in a recent email from Juneau's District Attorney James Scott to local police departments. He says the state attorneys will still look at each crime on a case-by-case basis, but minor mistakes in reports will likely put the case to the bottom of the pile.
So what I find myself and what other lawyers find ourselves doing is taking that file that has the minor mistake in it that in the past we would have rectified in an afternoon, and putting that file aside and turning our attention to another file that doesn't have that mistake and that needs to be processed in a timely manner.
Scott says he's not being critical of local law enforcement offices. He knows everyone is busy. But he wants officers to know how they can help prevent hang-ups. Petersburg Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht conveyed the message to the Borough Assembly at their last meeting.
They don't have the staff, and they will make decisions based on, even if it's a good case, if it takes a lot of work and is not significantly important, they will dismiss it.
The Department of Law cuts include 3 full-time positions in Southeast, an assistant DA in Juneau, a law office assistant in Juneau, and an assistant in Sitka. That leaves just 3 lawyers in Juneau to prosecute cases in Southeast. Petersburg Assemblyman John Haverlick pressed the borough manager for what it might mean locally.
Is that there are arrests that the police aren't going to make, or for certain things, or what's that picture look like?
Giesbrecht said that Petersburg has a great relationship with Scott, but with his office being so short-staffed, he's going to find it difficult to maintain his presence here.
He's very clearly said, look, I'm not going to make as many trips to Petersburg. In fact, they may be long periods of time where I'm not available to come.
The reality is he lost a third of his attorney staff and 50% of his support staff.
That's Kelly Swihart, Petersburg's police chief.
So cuts are going to have to be made somewhere. We're kind of waiting and seeing how it shakes out.
Swihart said so far, no Petersburg cases have been declined, but he would like to follow Scott's suggestions and do more preparation locally before submitting cases to Juneau. He said they recently consulted with a retired prosecutor on a complicated case to make sure they were on track.
So if we can get all those boxes checked before we send a case to the DA's office, hopefully there'll be less questions later and that dismissal rate won't go up.
And essentially, it's up to the local PD as to what gets sent to Juneau. Not everything constitutes a crime.
There are cases where we can just write a simple ticket, they go pay their fine at the office and they're done with it, rather than go through that criminal process.
In the Juneau DA's office, Scott is trying to continue to do his work as usual, even though his caseload went up 1/3 overnight.
We have more balls in the air than we're used to, and I've been with the department for about 17 years, and I've just never seen a situation where we have as much work as we have and as little staff as we have to handle it. But so far, we're getting by.
Department of Law budget cuts haven't just hit Southeast Alaska. The DA office in Barrow was closed down, and cases from that region are now being prosecuted in Fairbanks. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.